The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. One of the features shared by nearly every mammal species on Earth, from antelopes to zebras and even humans, is that their bodies are covered in structures known individually as hairs and collectively as fur. Regardless of what it looks or feels like, fur is an evolutionary characteristic that defines the mammalian lineage. But what makes a lion's mane different from a polar bear's coat, a boar's bristles, or a ram's fleece, or even the hair on our own heads? There are three types of hair in mammals that make up their fur. Vibrissa, which are sensitive tactile receptors such as whiskers, used for sensing the environment. Guard hairs, the most conspicuous hairs, which serve as protection. And underhairs, whose primary purpose is insulation. The length, thickness, and density of these hair types contribute to the incredible diversity we see in mammals' furry pelts. Hair is made up of keratinized filament, the same substance that makes up our fingernails, and can vary in length from just a millimeter to over a meter. Human hair is less differentiated than the hair of other mammals.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.